Narottam Thakur, what telling? Gaurangera duti pada jar dhan sampada sei jane
bhakati rasa sar.
What mean?
One who accepts the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Sundar, the whole realm of bhakti becomes him. He owns a treasure that's unsurpassed.
How? Because his whole life is bhakti. He's a teacher of bhakti. More than Krishna. His whole life bhakti, bhakti, bhakti. Vishwanathan, with Roop, with Raya Ramananda, in Jagannath festival, car festival with Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda and others, always bhakti. So they will know what is bhakti, real, and the essence of bhakti. Then?
And if you really want to know...
You should take in your hands and explain.
And in the next verse, anyone who takes Gauranga's holy names, Premin will awaken in him. And then, in fact, anyone...
Don't fear. Don't fear. Oh, with a bowl, you should go.
And if anyone has tears in the eyes when they chant Gauranga's name, that is the qualification. Bhakti immediately will chant Gauranga with tears in the eyes. And the next verse...
Are you a girl chali gayi? Bombay wali?
Wo chilo to.
Bombay wali aane wali
hai. Hain?
Wo prasad pa ke gayi thi, bataungi, aur bataya ke gayi thi, main aa jaungi, unke pati ko lekar.
Oh, chali gayi thi. Achha. Go on. Go on.
And the first thing is that one will understand that the associates of Mahaprabhu are Krishna's Nityalila Parikars. They are his eternal associates, as worshipful as him, and actually they are the means to understand Mahaprabhu, Vrindavan, and everything. And of course then one knows that that the land of Sri Vajabhumi is Sri Gora Mandala Bhumi is the same as Vrindavan.
You will have to preach. Keep always in mind. And if you fear, you cannot do. Explain as you can explain. Go on.
And if one is fortunate enough to taste just a drop of that ocean of Gora Ras, or Prem, right, which is like an ocean, then one becomes associate also of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. And whether one lives Rehe Thako, Vani Thako, whether one remains in the forest or as Rahastra in his home.
Ek ghadi yahan rakh do to, chhoti wali, table watch. Hamare ghar mein do hain.
Anyone who, whether they're living in house or in forest, renunciate or in Rahastra, anyone who takes the name of Gauranga in such sincerity, Narottandas begs for his associate.
Very good. Thank you.
Why is this Swamiji's favorite? You said this is Swamiji's favorite?
You were telling this is one of the songs that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami
likes
to sing.
Always he used to sing. So many songs. Gorapahu Nabhajiya Main. Gorapahu Nabhajiya Main. Premaratana Dhana Helaya Harai. It again called it. মনে না থাকে বই দেখে
গোরা পহু না জিয়া মইন গোরা পহু না জিয়া মইন গোরা পহু
Prabhupada. Prema
Neglected what Sachinandan has come to give to this world, which is the topmost level of prem, love of Krishna. And because he's neglected this, he feels that he's lost this greatest treasure. What has he done? He's devoted his life to trifles, which means insignificant activities. He's throwing away his real wealth, and he's drowning in his own karma, his own bad misdeeds. By not associating with sadhus, by taking the association of devotees, especially pure devotees, Mahat Sangha, he's opted to associate with non-devotees for what? For only temporary material enjoyment. So he realizes now, and he's lamenting, he's caught in a snare, a trap of his own karma, and he's revolving in the cycle of birth and death, sorrow and suffering. Life after life. He admits, I constantly drank the deadly poison of sense objects, rather than becoming absorbed in the nectar of Harikatha and Harikirtan, singing the glories of Sri Gaura Sundara. So he's admitting that temporary material enjoyment leads to death. It leads to unhappiness, even though it appears that we may be enjoying for a very, very short period of time. From the overall perspective of life, it is very insignificant, very temporary, and not very meaningful. He says, what type of pleasure do I maintain my life? Oh, it is so useless. If my life is going to be like this, without worshipping Sri Gaura Sundara, without attaining Prema Purushottama, Sri Sachinandan, without attaining Krishna Prem, then I might as well die, because this life is useless.
Thank you. So I want that teaching should also very boldly you should speak. He has not gone to inner cities and so many things, but you have done, passed so many examinations. So always try to speak and read my books, Swamiji books. What is the essence of all the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Can you tell in one slope? Yes, you. You can stand up. You can go or sit down here.
Jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunnilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha.
Are you all hearing? Oh, your grandmother is hearing?
She speaks only Spanish.
Spanish.
100 years old.
Spanish. Yeah, 101, perhaps. Eh?
Yeah. Oh.
Crossed 100.
She sang her name. Julieta Artiles.
Julieta Artiles.
Huh?
Her name is Juliet.
Juliet.
Yeah, Juliet.
So what's she want?
Oh, she was just introducing herself.
Oh, yes. Thank to Julius. My hearty blessing to Julius.
She's saying now that she has 98. She's 98, not 100.
She likes to be younger.
She will be 2 more years.
She likes to feel younger. So.
You are young, quite young.
She says she doesn't have so much
Ready.
He can't come.
The teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are encapsulated in one verse composed by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Aradyo Bhagavan Brajeshatanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadu Vargenaya Kalpita Shivad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Adaro Naparaha. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, the first one, is, who is my worshipable Lord? My worshipable Lord, in other words, Swayam Bhagavan, is Brajendra Nandan Shri Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated, Ete Changsha Kala Pumsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. Here also this is referring to Brajendra Nandan Shri Krishna. This personality is my worshipable Lord. And Tadhama Vrindavanam, just as Shri Krishna is supremely worshipable, so his eternal abode, Shri Vrindavan Dham, Braj, is equally worshipable.
Why?
The abode of Shri Krishna is non-different from him.
Moreover, you.
Even Krishna's abode is more merciful. By worshipping anything that is connected with Krishna, we are...
Because most sweet pastimes of Krishna, like Ras, Gopi Gita, Bhramar Gita, it cannot be beyond Vrindavan. If no Vrindavan, nothing. No dance. No ras, nothing will be done. No importance of gopis. And Krishna cannot give his flute and his head on the Lord's feet of Radhika, not out of Vrindavan. In Kurukshetra, in Dwaraka, both the time. There are so many peacocks, cuckoo birds, bumblebees, always what uttering, Radhe, 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 Shri Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. In Dwarka, in Vaikuntha, no Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Krishna becomes mad in Vrindavan, not anywhere else. He feels excessive joy in Vrindavan because everything is pervasive. Jamuna, Govardhan, Nandagaon, Varsana, all these sweet pastime places are in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is so glorious that he is telling, Aradhyo Bhagavan Brijeshatanaya Taddham Vrindavan.
The supreme abode of Vrindavan, in that place, Krishna's sweetest and most charming pastimes take place. And any person who takes shelter of Sri Vrindavan Dham, that supreme abode may give them shelter and may give them the chance to see, to have darshan and participate in those pastimes. Ramya kachid upasana brajavadu vargenaya kalpita. The pure love of the damsels, the gopis of Sri Vrindavan, is the highest type, highest and most worshipable type of love. There is no level of pure love that goes beyond this. And in particular, it refers to the love of Srimati Radhika in Sri Gopalchampu, just to give an idea of how the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, in particular Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, how they regarded this love of the gopis as topmost. I'll quote one verse from Gopal Champu by Srila Jiva Goswami. Nripo nahari sevita yayatriti nahari arpaka kavir nahari varnakaha shrita gurur nahari ashrita gune nahari tatpara sarala dhirna krishna ashraya sanavraja ramanuga svaridhi sapta shalyani me. In this verse, Srila Jiva Goswami says, there are seven spears that pierce his heart and cause him great pain. The first is a king who fails to use his position to serve the Supreme Lord. The second is someone who has money and who makes a purchase, but offers nothing to Sri Hari, the Supreme Lord. The third is a poet who doesn't use his eloquence in the service of Sri Hari. The next is someone who is accepted initiation, but does not take refuge of the Supreme Lord. The next spear is someone who has clear intelligence, but whose intelligence has not directed him to the shelter of the Supreme Lord. And the seventh and last sphere is someone who has given everything to Krishna, but he is not following in the footsteps of the gopis of Sri Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur continues, saying, this Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest evidence. It is a spotless Purana. We regard it as the immaculate Shabda Praman, evidence. Prema Pumarto Mahan. What is our highest goal? Our highest goal is not Krishna, but Krishna Prem. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidang Tatradaro Naparaha. These are the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what does Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur say? He says, I'm not interested in any other opinion. I'm only interested in this.
What was your question?
My question is, are the two lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya the goal, the means, or both?
The lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are the ultimate goal. And they are also the process, or are they both, to attain?
Sorry.
The lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are the topmost goal of our life. At the same time, they are also the process, the sadhan, to attain.
Yes, both. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none different from Krishna himself. Krishna wanted to release the intrinsic mode of Radhika. He wanted to know how high class of the love of Radhika is to me, and how she releases and how she becomes so happy to realize all these things. So Krishna himself became Sachinandan Gaurhari. So, if you will study Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his mercy, his lotus feet, then you can realize all these things. What is really love? Love is Krishna, love is Gopi. The love in Gopis is supermost than love in Krishna to gopis. So if you knew the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the ultimate goal of our life, to realize what is prema. And the process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a bhakta, sadhak, he has taught us through Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, he has taught to them and inspired. So these are only process, not anything else. So everything is in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sweet pastimes. If we will realize the glories of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our life will be successful. Any kirtan? Any kirtan you can do? Manjari, you? Yes? Fifty devotees are present here. Thank you. wants to be happy. Anyone of the whole world, they want to suffer. They don't want to suffer. But birds, creepers, animals, fishes, tigers, anyone in this world or any world, they don't want to suffer and they want to be happiness. But except bhakts, sincere bhakts, no one is happy because they don't adopt the process of be happy. They don't follow. If you follow, then you must be happy. From beginning of your life, at the age of 5, you should try to come in that process. And what is that process? Mahat Sangam. Mahat Sangam. The association of high class, qualified, Mahat Purush. Always chanting, remembering, heart melting, tears in eyes. That class of Mahat Purush. So in their association, you will know all the tattva, Krishna tattva, Jiva tattva, Maya tattva. Why you are drowning in the endless ocean of birth and death? Why? You will know. And quickly they will take you off from that problems, suffering, endless suffering. So from the age of 5, what meaning? As soon as you received association of bhakti, from there you should begin. What I told. मैंने कहा क्या कहा बतलाओ तो जब से 5 वर्ष माने क्या जब से साधु संघ हुआ जब से हमने ये समझ लिया कि साधु संघ के बिना गति नहीं है और भजन के बिना गति नहीं है तो उसी समय से ही भजन को चाहे 40 वर्ष की उम्र है 50 वर्ष की उम्र है 5 वर्ष की उम्र है तभी से ही
explaining that
more louder.
To make our life successful, it's essential that we get the association of a Mahapurush who can guide us to achieve our goal of life. And as soon as we get the association of a Mahapurush, whether we are the age of 40 or 60 or 20 or even 5, at that moment we should at once follow his footsteps, follow his instructions, and follow chanting, remembering as our guru, as the Mahapurusha is instructing us in his association. Without the association of Mahat Sangha, it's not possible for us to be happy in this life and to get out of the circle of birth and death.
Especially young age, from 5 to 10, 12, very favorable for bhakti. And very soon, ye 5 se lekar ke 12, 14 vars ki umar, aisi hai, sadhu sangh ki chhaap unke hriday mein pad jati hai, bahut jaldi. 50 ke baad mein nahi hota. इसलिए बचपन से ही साधुओं का संग करके भजन करना जरूरी है क्योंकि उसमें बुद्धि कोमल होती है कोरा कागज होता है उस पे जो कुछ लिखो वही कुछ ठीक हो जाता है पक्का हो जाता है। इसलिए बचपन से ही प्रहलाद महाराज जी कहते हैं आ को मारात आचरित भगवान धर्मतानी है। तो फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग बतलाओ
गुरुदेव इज अगेन एक्सप्लेनिंग ही इज एम्फसाइजिंग दैट वी शुड स्टार्ट आवर प्रोसेस एट अ वेरी अर्ली एज बिकॉज़ इन द अर्ली एज आवर इंटेलिजेंस इज मच मोर प्योरिफाइड देन अ लेटर एज व्हेन वी रीच द एज ऑफ 50 एट दैट टाइम आवर इंटेलिजेंस इज नॉट सो गुड दैट वी कैन अंडरस्टैंड द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति। So, as Prahlad Maharaj recommends, this process should begin between the age of 5 and the age of 12. In that age period, our intelligence is clear and we can very easily get all those samskars in the association of pure devotees. But after the age of 50, sometimes it's very difficult to follow this process. So we should start as soon as possible, preferably between the age, starting at the age of 5.
वो प्रहलाद महाराज असुर के छोटे छोटे बालकों 5 से 10, 11, 12 वर्ष के उम्र के लड़कों को ही वो एड्रेसिंग कर रहा था। प्रहलाद महाराज बूढ़े नहीं सुनेंगे, इसलिए बच्चों से ही वो एड्रेस कर रहा था क्योंकि असुर होने पर भी उनकी बुद्धि बड़ी साफ सुथरी थी, अन्यथा वो उस चीज को ग्रहण नहीं कर सकते थे। इसलिए असुर बालकों ने झट उसको समझ करके और ग्रहण कर लिया।
गुरुदेव इज फर्दर एक्सप्लेनिंग दिस पॉइंट अबाउट प्रहलाद महाराज एज वी इनिशियली एक्सप्लेन्ड दैट इवन द असुर किड्स हु वर इन द स्कूल हु वर 10 12 इयर्स ऑफ एज दे कुड फॉलो व्हाट प्रहलाद महाराज वाज टेलिंग देम टू रिमेंबर एंड चैंट कृष्णस नेम बट एट अ लेटर एज वंस वन रीचेस 50 they are not able to follow that easily. So Prahlad Maharaj gave the example of in his class, even the Asura children who were in his class, even though they were born from the demons, they had the association of Prahlad and they were able to absorb all the information.
Understanding all?
Yeah.
You are underage. But if you will mix with us and also to demons, no fruit. What you will learn from us, and in the demons association, everything will be lost. Understand? So Prahlad Maharaj is telling, from beginning of your life, and the demons, sons, they ask, from where you knew? In our class we are studying with you, but never our teachers told like so. Never and ever. From where? And also, the teachers asked to Prahlad, from where have you this knowledge? I have never told you I like all these things. I have told you only politics,
duplicity,
hypocrisy and all the other things. But from where you discovered, where have you sent? Then what he told? And also Hiranyakashipu told, from where, if not from your teachers? Then Matir Nakrishne Parato Satova Mithobhi Paddit Krihabatanam Adanta Gobir Vishatang Tamishra
Punas Charvita
Charvanana. What many? Oh, can you, Prabhu? You will have to with me at least 1, 2, 3, 4 months. Very soon. And you too. Otherwise you cannot speak. You cannot give classes. He is new one, but he is only for 5-6 months with me. And now he is picking up so good. Brajanath can speak so high. What?
So Hiranyakashipu asked, his 5-year-old son Prahlad, "Where did you learn this from?" And Sri Prahlad replied, "Matirna Krishna Paratasvatova Mito Bipajeta Grihabratanam Adanta Gobhir Vishatanta Mishram Puna Punas Charvita Charvananam." Those persons who have uncontrolled mind and who follow the dictates of their uncontrolled senses, no one is able to help them. They're not able to help themselves, other people are not able to help them, and they cannot be helped by a combination of both. Instead, they gradually make their way to a hellish condition and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. In this world, sense enjoyment is available in all species of life, whether one is a human being or an animal. And this is not the first life that we have spent in this world. We have passed many millions upon millions upon billions of lifetimes trying to gain some happiness through the medium of our senses, but it never satisfied us. And those persons who follow the guidance of their uncontrolled mind similarly will waste this human life also that they have now trying to do the same thing, trying to get some happiness, some juice from what is really like a dry bone which has been chewed so many times before. Other verses? Sri Prahlad continued, Mate vidu svarta gatin hi Vishnu durashayaye bahirartamaninas andayatande rupaniyamanas tepi shatantriyam urudham nibadha.
Oh, very nice, so to speak.
Sapralatmanas.
Stand up.
Agyanatim randasya agyananjana salatya chaksurun miritam yena tasmai sri gurude namaha vansha kalpatarupyasya kripa sindhuve eva cha patitanam pavanepyo vaishnavepyo namaha. Sri Prahlad Maharaj continues to explain that unless and until one takes the fee dust of the Vaishnavas or highly advanced devotees, meaning that until and unless one hears from advanced Vaishnavas about the reality of our position, that we are spiritual, eternal servants of Krishna, we are not meant to try and enjoy these sense objects which are available in this material world. His father, Hiranyakasipu, he is completely convinced that I am this body and I will enjoy and control and manipulate this material energy. So Prahlad Maharaj, in order to show to all by his own example that even the greatest materialist in the form of his father can never be successful, however much we try in this world, whatever much we try to engage our intelligence, our mind, to manipulate the material energy, it will always end in defeat. So Hiranyakasipu, he is very interested. Prahlad, where did you learn all this? So Prahlad said, this is only possible when one hears from Mahat, from great spiritual personalities, those who have completely given up any interest in this material world. Only that person is free from all anxieties. Vishnu Bhakta, only that person who is completely devoted to Krishna, he has no other interest but the service of Krishna, and because of that, he is always peaceful. Anybody else, whether he be a yogi someone who strives for liberation or who wants to enjoy this material world, always so many anxieties are there. So Prahlad is telling, only when we hear and take the association, meaning whatever we receive from sadhus, we allow it to enter our hearts. And really, we try to execute and follow the order of that saintly personality. Then, very easy, we become free from all material anxieties, and we will be always happy in the service of Krishna. So his father, very worried, that how is it possible, Prahlad, you are my son. Yeah, it seems that you have taken shelter of the camp of the demons, my enemies. Yeah, he thinks that he is a great saintly personality, Hiranyakasipu, because he feels that he knows what is the reality, that we are meant to enjoy in this world. And our only enemy is Vishnu. He has killed my brother, but I will take revenge and I will kill him, because he was thinking of himself to be immortal. Yeah, Hiranyakasipu had made so many arrangements to think that he was even more clever than Brahma. After performing so many austerities, Brahmaji had given him the boon that he would not die on the land, in the sky, in the house, outside the house, in the daytime, in the nighttime, not in any year, not in any month, not in the water, not by any animal created by Brahmaji or any creature. So then he thought, I'm immortal, I am on top of the world, nobody can do anything to me. Then his little son, Prahlad, telling him that you're quite wrong. Yeah? Even he addressed him, you are the king of the demons. What? Hiranyakasipu became very angry. You are challenging me. Who do you think you are? But on and on, as Prahlad went on to explain to Hiranyakasipu that reality is much different from what you think it is. Yeah? As Shripad Sundar Gopal Prabhu explained, he told his father, you are so much absorbed in material life that for you it is impossible to come to the conclusion that really happiness is there when you practice Krishna consciousness. You are chewing that which has been chewed so many times before. What is that? Yeah? We are all experiencing this. Our father and mother, they're married. And we see, as children, how happy they are. Isn't it? They never quarrel. They never have any difficulties. And they want to share that happiness with their children. Yeah? Anyone can see that this is a big illusion. Yeah? Happiness in married life. It is not possible. Yeah? Still, what will the parents tell their children? You should also get married. Yeah? So this is chewing the chewed. We see our grandfather, our grandmother. They have already left this world. They were not successful. They didn't attain happiness. Now we are in this position. Our children are there. And we still encourage our children. You should also come in the same line as we are practicing. Yeah? To be miserable, yeah, to be defeated by so many obstacles in life. Yeah? This is chewing that which has already been chewed again and again and again. In history, it has been shown, no one can be happy trying to become entangled or identified with this material world. So Prahlad, he's telling his father, Father, I have learned this from my spiritual master. He's telling his demoniac school friends, I've learned this from a spiritual master, but we've never seen anyone. Maybe anyone has come in disguise in our school, Prahlad. No. Prahlad is explaining. I've heard this when I was in the womb of my mother. While Hiranyakasipu, my father, was doing austerities, my mother was captured by the demigods. They wanted to kill the child that was in the womb. But Narada Rishi came, very expert. He knew what was going to happen. So he told the demigods, don't fear. Yeah? The child in the womb is a great devotee. You need not fear from anything. Then he kept Kayadu, the mother of Prahlad, in his own ashram for how many years? 60,000? For many thousands of years, 60,000 years. She had received a boon that her child will not take birth until Hiranyakasipu would come back from performing his austerities. And all the time, you can imagine, for 60,000 years, hearing Harikatha. Yeah. Sometimes we think, oh, I should be initiated. Or I am initiated. I have received Diksha mantras, everything. Yeah. Now my life is successful. I am a disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. I am a disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj. I have received initiation. Who can do anything? I am an advanced devotee. But really, we can see from this example that the real initiation is when we hear Harikatha, yeah, and when we allow that to enter our hearts, and that will purify and cleanse our heart, and then the desire to serve Krishna, strong faith, all these things will come one after the other. So Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't sit in a fire yagya, he didn't receive a sacred thread, yeah, while he was in the womb. He was only hearing Harikatha for 60,000 years, and this is real initiation. Yeah. So after he came in this world, he was undisturbed. His father couldn't do anything. He was always remembering what he has learned and heard and realized from being in the association of Sinarada Rishi. So he was so much convinced that even that greatest of all materialistic persons challenged him, Hiranyakasipu, where have you learned all this? So there is only one possibility for you, my dear father. If you want to be happy, then you have to smear the dust of the lotus feet, yeah, of the pure Vaishnavas all over your body. He told his school friends, only when we are in the association of a high-class devotee, bona fide, pure Vaishnava, and take initiation in the real sense, hearing Harikatha, then you can learn all these things, and you can be free forever from all your anxieties.
So, nate buddhi swartha gating he Vishnu durashayaje bharath manina. Those who give importance of only external life to make so much money, position, they know duplicity, politics, oh, they cannot be happy. So, oh my boys, from beginning of our life, try to chant and remember and associate of high class of devotees. They will change everything, totally change. This human form, we are lucky to have fish, this form, human form. God also, goddess, demigods, they want to be human form. Because we can associate with the high class of devotees only in this human form, not in demigods or animal or birds or anyone. But this is very rare. If you suppose our age is 100, not really. Very rare like her. They can survive themselves about 100 years. In 100 years, from boyhood to be expert of anything, business, doctory, or anything, at least 20 years. Not 20 years, but 30 years nowadays. But we should count at the age of 20. So you cannot chant and remember so much. And from 80, age of 80 to 100, too old, you cannot sit up like this. You cannot sit like me. You cannot chant. You cannot remember. You will forget everything, like a madman. You cannot do Ekadasi. You cannot sitting here the associates of Krishna. And so this, when half of your life goes in
sleeping,
mating and sense gratification. Only 10 years is there. In 10 years to make money, to do business, to be a doctor, engineer, and to marry, and then supporting and nursing your children always, taking care of your children. When there is time to chant. So, being in this, from the age of 5, you should chant. How to chant? Krishna Das, Kaviraj. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha. Those who want to hear more, they should come to North Carolina. Moreover, they can come to India in Purushottam Vrat and after that in Giriraj Govardhan. Class of devotees, only in this human form, not in demigods or animal or birds or anyone. But this is very rare. If you suppose our age is 100, not really, very rare like her, they can survive themselves about 100 years. In 100 years, from boyhood to be expert of anything, business, doctory, or anything, at least 20 years. Not 20 years, but 30 years nowadays. But we should count at the age of 20. So you cannot chant and remember so much. And from 80, age of 80 to 100, too old, you cannot sit up like this. You cannot sit like me. You cannot chant, you cannot remember, you will forget everything, like a madman. You cannot do Ekadasi. You cannot sitting here, the associates of Krishna. And so, this, when half of your life goes in
sleeping,
mating and sense gratifications. Only 10 years is there. In 10 years to make money, to do business, to be a doctor, engineer, and to marry, and then supporting and nursing your children always, taking care of your children. When there is time to chant. So, being in this, from the age of 5, you should chant. How to chant? Krishna Das, Kaviraj. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha way my class is finished. Those who want to hear more, they should come to North Carolina. Moreover, they can come to India in Purushottam Vrat and after that in Giriraj Govardhan.